Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Now, of course, comes the expectations when you make a move like that. And Nick Wright, FS1, First Things First, formerly here of Sports Radio 610, in the loop with John Lopez. He is an alumni of that great show. Had this to say about the Rockets now that they have the rights and services of one Kevin Durant.
I think I'll pick them to win the West.
Really?
I think they have a great blend of what we've seen works right now in the NBA, which is, you talked about the defense, bang. High-level coaching, no doubt about it. Depth and a guy who can get you a guaranteed 25-plus, yep, which Kevin Durant still is. Like, there's no question about it.
All right, he thinks he's going to pick him to win the West.
Is he going to pick him, or does he think he's going to pick him?
Ooh, you're right. Let's hear that again. Let's.
Ooh, good call, Ernie.
Good call.
You were
there,
listening Clinton. That time.
All right.
Fair, very fair.
I'm sorry, man.
No, that's fair. Hell, I deserve it.
It slid out easy, man.
That's fair.
He slid out easy.
On six.
You're listening this time. Okay, let's try it again. He may have said, I think, you're right. He left himself an out. Let's hear it.
I think I'll pick them to win the West.
Really?
That's good. He left.
Damn.
That is real smart.
That's whack.
You know, television, radio, media mindset. He's left himself an out right now, just in case the team who he wants to win the West, the Lakers, do something just in case he's left himself an out there. That's good, Clint. That's good. I didn't catch that.
Oh, it's as lame as Nick's hair.
I think I'll pick him to win the West. Okay, not bad. He did give some good reasoning why, though.
It's non-committal, man.
It was. He's got a foot out.
Are you picking him or not? I think it's a ballsy. It's a ballsy.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you're quite ready to get to that point yet, right? When it's because even when I said yesterday Vegas had them, you know, second best odds to win the championship, you're like, I don't know about all of that yet. Like,
I just don't know that what I watched in the NBA playoffs this year that the Rockets are a KD away from shoe-in. That's a bold prediction to me. I mean, especially on a year like this where you saw, like you mentioned, the LeBron James of the league, the Kevin Durant's of the league, like down the stretch, you know, we're banking on Anthony Edwards being the guy and coming into his own. We're banking on them two teams we just watched in the playoffs, you know, carrying the load.
Caleb Brunson,
like
and Tyler.
I think it's easy right now to look at what we just watched and go, yeah, man, KD would have had these boys competing with that bunch we were watching. I don't know that bunch we just watched wasn't just kind of an anomaly here this year when you saw some of the older heads, more established superstars, not in the mix. I just don't I mean, I think the Rockets got a – I love where they're at. I love what they're doing. I love the identity. I love Ime Udoka. I love everything about them. But they still got a bunch of young dudes around KD that have to take the next step.
Yeah, well, let me pose this to all of you. You can jump in on this 713-572-4610 text line as well, YouTube and Twitch. For this trade to be a success with Kevin Durant, do they need to win a championship with him? For this to be a success,
I know how you feel, but sometimes they got to compete for one. For it to be a success,
they have to reach what?
I don't think it's a certain round. I mean, if they play through the season, they load manage KD, they get to the end, and they just happen to run into whoever this year's best team is, and they lose in a 7-game series, whether it's in the first round, or the second round. I mean, I don't view all of the first round. They lost in the first round. Get them the hell out of here. No, I think throughout the season with KD, if you prove to be one of the best, like legitimately one of the best, like I think the Rockets have arrived. Like last year, I think it was fair to say, you really believe in what the Rockets are doing right now? Like they're young, they've arrived, they got this identity, they won more games than everybody expected, they're the 2 seed. Are you really believing they're a 2 seed? I think most people would have said, no, I don't believe they're a 2 seed. I believe they're a good playoff team, yeah, but I don't think they're a 2 seed, right? Like with KD in the boat, like to me it's got to be, hey man, this is a legit title contending team. Now if they run into a buzzsaw in the playoffs, I'm not going to discredit that. To me personally, that's how I see it.
Text line coming through. You got to at least make the Western Conference Finals. Someone else, you got to make this team needs to win a championship while KD is here, or you've wasted the future of Jalen Green. Another text in, they've got to at least make the finals. What is this? Do the Rockets have to win a championship? What has to happen for this to be a success to you? I do think they got to get to the finals.
Yeah, I don't have a destination in mind for me.
In my mind, I hear you on that. The product, you've been consistent with that. I do. I think this group to me feels like now. That is right now. Right now, if something there's another move made that we don't see coming.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. Like. You know, if there's another, Luka's going to get traded to the Lakers in a weird thing. Like, you know, something else happens, you know, we'll see. But right now, the way this team is constructed and the growth it seems like this team is going to have and everything they have, like, I feel like over the next couple of years, that to me, I would look at that. And of course, you have to look at it certain ways, but I would look at that. That to me seems to be the success point of it is, I'm not gonna say they got to win the thing, but can they at least get through the Western Conference and get to the Western Conference Finals? Yeah. Now the way that the East looks right now, it seems like if you win the West, you're probably gonna win.
That's right. I mean, the championship is the Western Conference Finals, right? Yeah, I don't know. Like
got to do better than what James Harden did.
But like James. I mean, look, I'm not a James Harden fan, but I mean, I had a lot of fun, as much fun as I could have watching ISO ball with James Harden. They got booted out of the playoffs a good amount of times because they ran into a damn bus. All they ran into a dynasty.
I mean, I think I hear what you're saying. If OKC, even though we don't really see it yet, if OKC begins to turn into the Warriors and you're like, you bang your head up against them and they somehow get you the way that the Warriors got.
Yeah, look, if right now with the moves that are being made in the NBA, I'm listening this morning, and word on the street is LA's got to go make a move. So if Luka and LeBron go out and get a center and some perimeter shooting that takes him to the next level, and they are nails next year, if we run up against him in the first or second round and we lose to him, you're pissed? Like, you can't believe
what? They got to get out of the first round.
It matters who they run up against. If they get ran up out of the playoffs in the first round by a team that they're favorites to win, and they lose in five, I'm like, yeah, that's a disappointing season. But like the other was the Lakers and Denver. So if Denver goes out there and makes these moves to where they improve their team significantly, and you got that bunch, and you lose in the first or second round of that bunch, like, you're disappointed in KD. For me, I just can't. It's hard for me to say if they don't get to this point in the playoffs, then it's a bust. It's all for none. I can't get there with that. Yeah. I know people don't like that, but that's just the reality of it for me.
Text line coming through. They need to win a championship sometime while KD is still in Houston to be considered a successful trade. Western Conference Finals appearance is success. 50 wins plus Western Conference Final. My thing is, for me, it is... This isn't a. There are some teams that I think are in championship or bust mode.
Yeah,
there are you can talk about any kind of sports, right? I think OKC is probably now have arrived to championship or bust. Right there is a strong disappointment if the way their team is set up, if they don't win at all. Right, I think there are some teams, the Warriors of the past. The Cavs with LeBron, Miami with LeBron. I think those teams were championship or bust. Because a lot of things occurred. Like, one, man, hey, man, we kind of emptied the clip here. We kind of let it all out here. I don't think the Rockets have emptied the clip. I don't think that the Rockets have just...
Oh, I don't know. Right, they haven't gone all in.
Yeah, they haven't gone all in and just said, hey... This is all right, man. We're shoving it all to the table.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think they've done that, because let's say the next couple of years they don't win with KD. I think they still have Amen Thompson, who you would have hoped has taken major steps over the next 2 years. Shingun, you would hoped has taken major steps in the next couple of years. They've got 6 first round picks from this point to 2029. So that's a big thing to me, where I don't see it is a failure or not a success if they don't win a championship, because I don't think that they've pushed all their chips to the middle of the table yet. I don't think they've done that yet.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I think they go out and make another move, and then all of a sudden it becomes a like if the Lakers go out and make a splash move right now, it's championship or bust.
Yes. Yes.
If Denver goes out and makes a splash move, it's championship or bust. I mean, there's a handful of teams.
The Lakers about run out.
If Minnesota goes out there and gets Anthony Edwards the help that they're asking for, and they find that right guy and make a big move, a big splash move, it's championship or bust, right? Boston with the injury, they're in a little bit of an idle mode there. I think the Pacers with the unexpected run plus the injury, they're in a little bit more of an idle mode there. I don't know exactly where, OKC is, even though they just won it. I just don't look at the Rockets as a championship or bust just because they went out and got Durant. Yeah. I'm not going to be mad at all if they lose a series early in the playoffs. Now, I'll be pissed off if Durant goes out there and lays an egg. I mean, I'll be pissed off if they look like they are just totally outmanned by a team that shouldn't be outmanning them. Like, I would be mad at that. But if they go out there and put their best foot forward and KD goes out and has 35 a damn game, and they get ousted in the first or second round. Hey, man, that's a positive move for me.
Yeah, Tyler, as the psycho fan, when you look at this trade, for this to be a success, the Rockets have to do what?
I think they need to make it to.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The NBA Finals. I'm a bit different
while
than y'all.
While KD is here. KD is.
As a rocket. Yeah. I mean, we laid it all out yesterday pretty well, I thought. I mean, this is one of the most prolific scorers, no matter his age, the game's ever seen. And you did a great job bringing him in for not much. I mean, that was a wondrous job, and all the praise is being thrown down on Rafael Stone right now. But Durant as a rocket, yeah. With the squad you got right now, yeah. I need to see an NBA Finals berth.
I think there are other teams in the West they have shoved it to the table. Like, you talked about the Lakers are going to do whatever they can to do whatever all-in. Hell, they've been an all-in for years now with LeBron and his age. I think I'm with you. I think the Denver doesn't want to waste Jokic's prime. I think they're probably all-in. I think teams like the Rockets and the Spurs are not doing that, but the Rockets made a big move to help themselves get to that next level. And I don't know, boy. I think damn sure got to get out of the first round. They got to be real
contenders. Ron, you can argue that some of these squads in the West, I mean, there's L.A., Denver, Minnesota, Golden State. I mean, those four teams have to be all in with who they're riding with.
Yeah, Clippers probably.
Clippers right in the middle of it too. Yeah, I mean, those teams have to be all in. Like, spend as much money as you can to try to win one. But maybe the Rockets are there too. Maybe they make another move. But Durant doesn't get me there.
But they don't have to be all in. The Rockets don't, like those teams do, where they're just trading all their assets. Right? The Rockets don't have to be all in, and I think their roster is probably better than me. Like, their total roster. Their entirety of the roster. Like, the Lakers don't have a center. they don't have parts. Like, the Rockets roster is still all the way, you know, better and more equipped right now. And they add KD. Someone texted in and said they've got to get their hell. Reed Shepard signed has a $200 shoe now. Is that how much that shoe
Shepherd.
Is?
Ain't buying that shoe for $200.
That shoe is $200? No way.
Drop the price, shave the mustache, and I'll consider it.
I thought that was maybe a $125, $150. Well, shoe.
You got a price
on it, Tyler?
Yeah, it looks like a retail for the Good Shepherd shoe is $210.
Go to hell.
That ain't got 210 on it.
No, not a chance. I mean, I got a pair of 11s
in my closet that I paid $200 for.
Clint, I can't spend $200 because it's Reed.
You ain't spending $200 on LeBron's, much less Reed.
That's not true. I have. But I mean, I'm not certain. I've got some Jordans, but I'm certainly not. No, Reed Shepherd can't drag me out to spend $200.
$210? It's your Nike Zoom technology?
It's a Good Shepherd, man.
Dude, man.
He's got a stroke.
Tyler, order you a pair, man.
Get you a pair.
I could.
Get the pink ones.
No, I don't get the pink ones. That'd be gimmicky. Get them white with them speckles on them. They got speckles on them.
Yeah.
They got a little character.
Yeah. That would be gimmicky.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store.
Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.